Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Halloween, everybody. This is Amish Comedian, and this is the Just Ask Amish show. And, good Peasley. Her son's out scaring kids right now. That's perfect. And tonight's special guest is Dory. She's an angel communicator. She speaks with your angels and her own angels to get information from you from the higher realms. I thought she would have called in about 5 minutes ago, but not yet. But she will call in. I know. I just talked to her tonight. She's said she'd call in, and she will call in. So she gives you all the information that you want to or even don't want to know. So she also has a set of crystals that will help you lose weight if that's something that you're interested in. She picks them out. There's some questions she asks you beforehand. And then she gets these crystals based on the information that you give her, and then those are the crystals she picks out for you. So, and they've helped people lose hundreds of pounds, and which amazes me, because they really didn't change anything other than carrying these crystals around with them. So, hey man, can't beat that. So, anyways, that's what we've got on the show tonight. Will Dory take questions from the chat room? I don't know. I have to ask her. I'll take questions from the chat room because I don't have Dory and I don't have anyone calling in right now. What was I going to say about tonight? Oh, I don't know if either of you or guest 4750 has younger kids, but when you have to go out trick-or-treating, it always helps. If you get one of those coffee mugs, fill it with wine or the booze of your choosing to take the kids trick-or-treating. It makes trick-or-treating that much more fun for the adults. Anyways. I just thought I'd give you that helpful hint. Helpful hints from Heloise. That's what I should call myself. Helpful hints from Heloise. So, no, Dory hasn't called in yet. What's up with that? I might have to call her on a landline or something, a reminder. She knows it's 9 o'clock. Wouldn't it be funny if she is in a different time zone? Is Pennsylvania in the Eastern Standard Time block? No, she clearly said half an hour. She'd be talking to me in half an hour, so we're all good. We're all good. So, Skating, if you just want to send me a private message, I know that she's not going to be in the chat room, but if you want to PM me with it and we don't have any callers, I'd certainly ask her. Here we might have a trick-or-treater. So here, we get the full Canadian trick-or-treating experience. Actually, I didn't buy very much candy because I know we don't have very many kids, but the dog hasn't gone crazy. Hi. No. Oh. I have to be quick before the dog comes. And here's for your friend. There you go. Yes, Daisy, that was trick-or-treaters. You don't bark at them. They were all girls. You like girls. You're dressed in a tutu, so you are a girl. Goofy dog. So I took the dog trick-or-treating because I knew it would just go crazy if the door bell rang all night long. So she outed a few people who were trying to be spooks. Okay, thank you. Same time zone. Fantastic. So we've got that settled. Oh, here we go. And this is Dory. Welcome, Dory, to the show. I was so scared you weren't going to call in.
No, trick-or-treat was my treat.
Here's your treat. You can have some of my wine. I actually did share it with someone else while I was trick-or-treating. I was surprised my friend never thought of it. She says, what do you got in that cup? I said, wine. She said, why haven't I ever thought of that?
wine is good for the purification of the blood and all that other good organs. But actually, an antioxidant, you're right. And hi and hello to everybody else on your radio show or your guests or whatever else that you have on the line. I was hoping that you give me a coffee crisp. I've been craving that chocolate bar forever now.
Coffee, you know what? It's funny. Dory, that's my favorite, too.
It is mine. Hey, we are so soul sisters on the chocolate realm.
You are. And you know what else I like is Wonder Bar.
Yes. Like Mr. Big.
Oh, Mr. Big's good. But you know what?
No, the candy bar, honey, the candy bar.
Do you know Mr. Big from the TV show, Sex and the City?
Yeah.
Okay, so he married someone from this town that I live in of 200,000 people.
For real?
Yeah, I know. Mr. Big is our neighborhood celebrity.
Go wow.
Favorite. Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't reside up there. She resides down where he's at.
Yeah.
Well, that's too bad.
Fine.
So how was your evening of trick-or-treating? Did you get a lot of candy for your kids or what?
Yeah, they got a lot. You know, I don't, like, they could probably spend all night out and probably get tons. But the problem is they kind of like healthy food, too. So it's hard for them to go through it all. So,
yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that's
I'd
true.
Rather have them have less than more. Okay. Let me tell you about, okay, I'm going to tell everyone about you, okay, Dory? And then if I
all
say
right.
anything that's a lie, you just correct me. So everyone, this is Dory. This is Dory. She's from Pennsylvania. She's originally from Canada. And she's been speaking to her angels for 10 years, is it?
Yes, approximately that, yes.
Approximately 10 years. She gets messages. Her angels and your angels will have a conversation. Is that correct?
That's correct. I get messages.
Yes.
If the messages are there that I'm giving to the person, because whatever matters of the heart, matters of the soul, everybody has angels around them, and they usually kind of connect to me if the person is in need to know of something, you know, whether it has something to do with all the part of harmony in their lives. So you're correct as that matter. That's so very true.
And I was telling everyone earlier about your crystals and how you'll ask them a couple questions and you'll put a set of crystals together for them, and it enables them to lose weight and also feel better about themselves.
Yeah, it could be like losing weight or having issues with smoking or some kind of maybe alcohol addiction, whatever. These are crystals. I look at crystals as part of whatever, when I went on my little ventures as to digging them up, retrieving them from the ground, which I replaced back. They're created by God. So I think, in overall, it's an individual kind of combined package, which it comes like a little pouch, whatever. And they are to aid you in our ailment. I keep getting a call from restriction, but I don't know who that is, so I'm just going to let it go. But,
yeah, don't answer.
No, I'm not going to. But anyway, the whole thing I'm trying to get here is that, yes, I do have that. In fact, I sent you one, which you haven't retrieved it yet. But when you do, you can come up with your own testimony after the fact of once you get it. So it's all done through prayer, and everybody has some sort of prayer, unless you're a total atheist. But it really doesn't even matter. These are all like elements of the earth that actually aid to certain things. I'll give you an example, like citrine, if you're having problems with pancreas or stomach ulcers, maybe like liver sclerosis, or even if like amethyst is one of the strongest ones that can deal with everything from weight control to having too much of a relying of an emotional upset, like everything that has to do with not being in balance, not having harmony. That's the key. So they sort of, as far as what I've been giving people crystals, they've had really a lot of testimonies. I don't have anybody that I can name offhand, but if those same people are listening out there, they can even call in and give the testimony themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, and if anybody's interested, I don't know, how do we discuss in doing this? You could either email me.
I said
and,
to email you, and then you would ask them a list of questions, and then if there was something that you could do to help them, they'll send
right.
you a check, and then you'll send them the crystals out.
Right, that has to do with whatever situation at hand that they want healed from. I cannot emphasize how miraculous these crystals do work. A lot of people, I remember first coming in contact with crystals as a little girl. Of course, everybody does that. Oh, they're so pretty. I like to collect them. But I have a lot of raw crystals as well as polished. But the raw ones I find are very, well, you know, I am going to give you a testimony. Give this lady this pirate ring. Like it was pirate, P-Y-R-I-T-E. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right.
Oh, pirate,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, pirate. And she didn't have any money coming in her household. She was 62. She was in Michigan at Three Rivers, and she wore the ring and the angels told me to tell her that when the ring breaks, to bury it in the side of her house, which she did. Well, she was having problems getting her Social Security because she wasn't born in this country, but she has lived here over like 40 years. Well, needless to say, make a long story short, what she thought would take 2 years to get, she had received it in 2 weeks. her security, her social security for, you know, her age 62, whatever it is. So that's one testimony right there. Another one is later, I knew this one man that was only had 6 months to live with pancreatic cancer, and the angels told me that he would witness and be alive to see his twin-born granddaughters. And this was like 18 months before he did pass away. He says, my daughter's 32. She doesn't plan on having kids. We don't have any twins in our family, blah, blah, blah. Make a long story short, what had happened that Christmas, he did, the doctors were amazed that he remained dormant. Is that what they call it? Or how is it that, but he, I gave him so many switching crystals that he actually rubbed them down to slivers. And what happened, like, he actually lived another year past the 6 months that he was expected to, and he did get to see his beautiful two granddaughters before he passed on. They were 3 months old when he left the service. So those are just one of the beautiful, you know, testimonies that you can give. Well, not for me, and like you said,
not
you already posted.
You.
You already posted up where they can email me, and if you want to request it, I think the fee is $50. That's going to include your shipping and whatever that's transpired. If you are having them to ship in Canada, I would like you to contact you, if you don't mind, Jen, because that way
yeah.
you can retrieve it at the person's address. That way I won't have to deal with them waiting for the ghost mail thinking that there's some kind of terroristic little bomb shreds or whatever.
I don't think there's any. There's one Canadian listening right now. Well, okay, well, Spinach is Canadian, but he's now residing in New York City. So I think everyone else is American.
Okay, well, I mean, I just thought I'd mention that because, I mean, that would be more, you know, better for you to, especially the person who's in your area and probably get faster to them. I've just had experiences of mailing things to Canada, and they've never gotten there until 4 weeks later on, which it's like, what? Why? What
do you want
me doing?
Do you want to hear my freaky mailing story? Because I've got a freaky one. Okay, so ours was a good mailing story because the person actually received it. But I was in one of these BTR chat rooms last week, and there was a woman there, and she has her own show. So I clicked on her link to her show, and I looked at her. I'm like, oh, she looks kind of familiar to me. So I emailed her. I said, you know, are you Canadian? She says, yeah, I'm Canadian. And so we were talking back and forth. It turns out she was living in Wales. I said, oh, well, you know, I don't live in Wales, and, you know, I never lived in the town that you lived in. But she says, I said, oh, well, I'm going on vacation with some people from Wales in a couple weeks. She says, oh, yeah, where do they live? And I told her. She says, it's 5 minutes from where I am. And she said, do you think that they would mind bringing over some stuff for my daughter? And I said, I don't know. You could ask them. So I gave her the address or the email address, and it turns out they talked. They're friends now. They're bringing everything over. And she said, I'd ask my angels to bring me someone to bring this stuff over to Canada for me. And it turns out I didn't even think she was familiar at all in hindsight, but it's coming over.
She's sending you something that's coming over from Wales.
Yeah, she's my uncle-in-law is bringing stuff over for her.
Wow. That's
and she'd ask her angels for that to happen. Now, Skating Angel has a question for you. She can't call in, but I can't remember what her first name is because I've got a very bad memory. But her
name is Kate. You said her name is Katie?
It's Skating Angel in the chat room, but I can't remember what her real first name is.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have to talk to her directly, or will you get something? But I
don't
know what her real
name is. Just leave it up to the angels. So go ahead and throw it out. See what happens.
Okay, so her question is, she wants to know if her angels have a message for her. She has a lot of concerns, particularly about finances, career, and possibly being homeless as of December 1st.
Wow.
And her first name is Ellen.
Ellen.
Ellen, yeah.
Ellen. And do me a favor because I can't hear her voice in that. Tell her to pick one of the disciples' number. I mean, there are 12 disciples.
Okay, can you, Ellen, pick a disciple number? Well, you can hear that.
Yeah, give me a number 1 to 12.
Give her a number 1 to 12.
I can't hear, but I'm pretty sure that she was going to ask about finances. And she doesn't have any children. She's like in her 40s or late 30s.
It's probably better if she can call in. Hey, Ellen, can you call in? And then, because Dory's got a couple questions for you, and it's probably better, rather, because there's a delay on when I'm speaking. She picked the number 7.
All right. Well, I'll give it. I'll tell the message from the number seven, the seventh disciple, and we'll see what angel gives messages to her from that.
Okay.
Which is, something about taking your time and making this decision. Ooh, a new beginning and a fresh start for you, Ellen. This is an angel that is a very scarlet angel. In fact, you know, she's actually dressed in kind of like a winter attire. So I don't know if that has anything to do with what you're going. It says, your prayer that you should say is, thank you, Lord, for bringing the new opportunities and offering me support and helping me release me from my past. There's a lot of past things that's releasing me. You know, whether you had choices that you could have taken, but you chose not to because it wasn't either enough as far as money goes, either like you're finding yourself caught up that you need a certain amount. God wants you to trust him. And they said that you've experienced this once before. Not all the way, but you've experienced this one before. But a new beginning and a fresh start is definitely what the angels give you the message for. If she could call in, I do have a couple of questions for her because now they really draw me to a...
You know what? And I'm going to want her to call in, too, because Blog Talk Radio lately has been losing the sound.
Right.
And,
right.
You know,
well,
and
again,
Renee,
again
let
I'm
me know
just
going to
tell you what my angel Uriel is telling me, that she's making a move to a new home, maybe forthcoming, as long as she doesn't settle for the, she settles for the lessened mindset. Her mindset has to boost her happiness and confidence. In other words,
is this, okay, one second, Dory. Is this Ellen?
Yes, it is.
Okay,
okay,
good,
Ellen.
Ellen, you got Dory now, and Dory can talk to you because I guess the sound went out in the chat room for you.
Okay.
Hi, Dory. I appreciate you taking my call. I heard Amish read my question. I sound like such a sad sack. I feel so bad about having you to take such a tough question.
Never be sad about being humbling or being like feeling like you're in dismay, because pride is a sin, all right? You're going to have to realize that if you're proud of something, it's never going to create this new beginning and a fresh start that apparently the angel is telling me. You're not in a relationship right now. That's how you became the situation that you're in. Is this correct? She's telling me that.
No.
In
a relationship? Not really, no. It was because...
No. Right. But how old are, I have to ask you how old you are. She's showing me that you're in your late 30s.
No. I wish.
So,
54.
You're 34.
54. 54.
Okay. Well, late 30s, 40s. Okay, 54. You're going to be experiencing better conditions at work. You don't have a job now, or the job you have is just not cutting cake, correct?
I'm not working right now. I've been looking for a long time.
All right. And are you being, I have to ask you this directly because she's showing me that you're being particular. You're kind of being, you're not going to settle to work at Walmart, put it that way, right?
Well, I have really lowered my standards because I'm getting at the end of my money. And so
okay.
I've been just in the last week been sending out a whole lot of stuff.
Okay, stop right
not
there.
Not Walmart, but other
okay.
things
hold
I have
up,
not
sister. Hold up, sister. Don't give me any more. She's telling me that past mistakes are forgiven and forgotten. An improvement in a relationship with yourself and God is apparent. The prayer that you're supposed to talk for is asking them, is thanking them for giving you support because they are working with you on this. A move to a new home may be forthcoming. If you improve your mindset to boost your app, don't give up, all right? Even if you did, let's say hypothetically, I'm using Walmart as an example because I can't think of anything else right now. She's not giving me any, I don't think angels are going to point direction where you should go because she's not telling me. But you have some things that you have to let go in the past, like you're regretting, regression,
yeah.
Regretting.
Yeah.
Clear, clean, and declutter that home in your office, in your mind, okay? Whatever had happened before, trust me, if you take this job at Walmart, you're going to be offered a manager job.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? I mean, this is what she's trying. I hate saying that. Does that make sense? I mean, I know you said you'd probably been there, done that, or you wanted to use that, but I don't see you ever going there. Now, wherever she's showing me the direction of where you're looking, I think you're being... You're not, you're pulling yourself saying, okay, I have no choice. I got to do what I have to do, but I really want this person. I really want this experience that I have. your experience, you're not getting luck with that. You're not getting luck to be working into the office that you were used to, or getting luck into working into the whole when you were married and having to. You have two children, right?
No, I have two cats. They are my children.
Those are your children. Okay, but you have been married before.
No.
Never been married before. Never was in a live-in relationship.
No, I've been involved in relationships. I just have not been married.
Okay. Well, what she's showing here is because when you take that job that you normally don't want to take, you're either going to move up there or you're going to meet somebody in that place who's going to direct you to go to somewhere better.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she's showing me. You're very worried about losing your home because you have no place to go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, so I don't know where you went. I don't know when you did this, but again, you already came out. I think you said this to somebody, well, I guess beggars can't be choosy. Is that what you said to somebody the other day or to yourself?
I may have said something like that to myself, or I've got to get my act together. But that was the idea, even if I didn't use those exact words. At this point.
Right. May I ask if she was correct in telling me that you had a prominent job at one time?
A what?
A prominent job, like an important job, whether you were...
Yes. And I hated it.
She
got to the point where I was very depressed.
Right. Well, I'm telling you right now, you're a people person. You socialize well, even though you don't have as large social friends right now, besides your cats. But you communicate well with people, and you also have, you also are not argumental. You're very meek. Is that the correct word I'm using, meek? Where you're not one to cause stagnant or static. So she's showing me that
That's correct. I'm a Libra.
I have no idea about horoscopes. So don't go there with the,
Libra. They're pretty low key.
Okay, but I really think that by you, hypothetically speaking, if you went to Walmart or somewhere else there that you caught your eye about 4 days ago, or whatever, 4 days ago or 4 weeks ago, go there. There's something there that's going to help you excel into something better, whether it's in that place of moving up really quickly, or whether it's somebody you're going to meet through customer relations that's going to say, hey, I know a place where you can go with your expertise.
Okay.
I mean, you're not a crybaby, and you're not a person, well, I don't want to be here. You know what I mean? You very well are all about trying to keep things above water. You don't want to be, everybody wants to be wealthy. But as long as you cut your head above water, you're fine.
Mm-hmm.
I also get the feeling, too, with you, Ellen, that you're not, once you're in a job, no matter if it's beneath you or you're going to put your 120% into it. So it's not like you're going to accept the job and say, this is just for the paycheck. You're not that kind of person. You know,
But there is a fear that she has that she goes to this place and somebody that she used to work with at the job that she quit, you're not the only one. It's the ridicule, the criticism. Forget about it. It doesn't matter. Because what you don't mind doesn't matter. For them to be criticizing of you or judge you on anything, that's their prerogative, not yours. You will supersede into this element of going more. She made it very, very clear that you will, and she says right here, I mean, you will have a new improvement in your job and a blooming, you experience better conditions at work or on a new job. All right, and then she says you're going to move into a new home. So whether this new job is going to make your home into a new home because you're going to add things onto it for whatever reason, like get caught up with it, I can't explain it any clearer. But you have always sensed that you've been really close with the faith, but then sometimes you gave up because you always wondered why. Why do you have to? And you feel like I should be retired. I should be enjoying my life. You will. And I'll guarantee you, if you take this place, maybe in the next 6-7 years, you will be able to retire comfortably.
You used the word, I think, blooming. Did I hear that correct?
Yes.
And was that a word from the angels?
Yes.
Okay. It means something to me.
Blooming?
Yes.
I've never heard you use that before, Dori, so it must have been divinely guided.
Well, the divine intervention is not my words coming out of my head. Or my, you know, they're putting it there for you to hear. So that blooming, if you know what I mean.
It could mean a couple of things. Bloomingdale. Because
I was just thinking that blooming nails or blooming blossoms, or maybe you're into like a lot of flowers too. So maybe you can do into thing decorating, Michael's. I don't know.
I'm changing careers and I'm taking classes on horticulture. So it might
angels don't lie. I love it. I don't mean to laugh at your situation, but I love it how they come clear because it's not me. I'm not a psychic, but I love it how they come and protect you. And you're well about the angel thing. You know what I mean? You know that God is there. And you know that when you ask, you have to ask directly and decisively. And don't be ashamed. Don't worry about what happened yesterday because that's all it was yesterday. What we do today makes all the difference for what can happen even for tomorrow. Okay. So if you're worried about the criticism or whatever and the blooming factor comes on, Bloomingdale's or whatever, then you know what that means for you, and that's the message, because I can't have clarity in that. They're just giving me things that are going to be comforting for your heart to present to you the harmony that you need right now. Okay. I hope I'm making a lot of sense, because you know what, to me it sounds like all Chinese in a way. Not that I'm speaking Chinese, but you know. You okay?
Ellen, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Are your parents still around?
No.
My father is, but my mother is not.
Okay, because I was feeling a strong presence from your parents right now. And I was trying to get an answer from them as to what it was that they were around about. But is your father, is he well?
Probably not. I've lost contact. It's a long story.
You haven't talked to your father in like about 15 years.
No, it's more like 4 years. No, 3 years.
3 years. But the last 15 years you had very well not a good relationship with him. You see, you butt heads.
It was just distant. It was always distant. He's just not a very emotionally present person. And I moved.
No, he was all about substance. He was all about elements. He was all about things that you have to do this to make sure you've got security in your life. And you know, nothing else is guaranteed. So whether it worked out for him, it's not always for you. But your mom, when did she pass away?
She passed away a long time ago, 1960.
Like 15 years ago?
Oh, no, it's more like 40 years ago, 41.
Wow, you were quite young.
Yeah.
Well, Ellen, all I can tell you is that things are looking brighter, and for some reason, red is a really good color for you.
I'll remember that.
You're into red? Red's like violet, purple reds?
Yes, I
red,
do
red.
That.
Yeah, okay. Then that blooming, when you said blooming means a lot, so whatever the message she gave you, I hope you wrote it down, because I'm not going to remember poo-poo. I'm not going to remember nada. So when I pull up the angel card for you, you do have a female angel around you, and as Jen said, that could very well be your mother. I do know that we all have choices even after when we leave this life. And again, God is so perfect in letting us have that free choice to do what we want, even if we want to protect and guide those that we have left behind. You know, it's not uncommon. I'm sure you've heard that from numerous people in the past. But yeah.
Well, there's something the mother and father, and I don't know why the father is coming in with your mother. He may be at the point where he's sort of not really of his right mind, but he's coming through with her, and there's something that they want to give you. I don't know if it's spiritual or actually in the physical, but I'm suspecting it's actually some physical item that they want to give you. As much as you're going...
Oh, you mean like something that he has? Her father's still living in her house, or is he living at a home?
Last I understand is that he was still living in his own home in Florida.
Okay. So there is property of your mother still there that you haven't claimed, right?
It was never offered to me, so...
I think that there might be, and that may be why she came through, because normally they'll come through to me when there's something that they really need to say. But in this case, it had something to do with some sort of property. either spiritual or physical, which was going to cause a shift within you. So I don't know if you just want to give the guy a call.
Yeah, and I don't know if there's irises or there's lilacs that I'm smelling right now.
Oh, it's lilacs probably.
Okay, but this purple, definitely purple flower, like the big irises are like, I don't know. I mean, I'm not a horticulturist, so again, I just know it's a purple flower. I mean, it could be a pansy. No, it's not a pansy. It's iris. Actually, I'm being told iris or hyacinth.
Oh, hyacinth.
You said lilacs.
Mm, yeah.
Lilacs. You know, Jen, I think you might have something on there where maybe she's entitled to some kind of heirloom or maybe some kind of whatever. But are you the only, you're not the only child. You have another sibling, correct?
I have two siblings.
A brother and another sister.
Two brothers.
You talk to one and not the other?
One I like. The other one I don't like. He
Well, that explains you talk to one, not the other. One is residing in Florida near your dad, isn't he?
I don't think so. Not last I heard, no. One was in Maryland and the other one was in Michigan.
Well, that's close to you, Jen.
I know.
Everybody is near Michigan.
That's
well, I agree with Jen. I think you should call and find out if there's anything that you can have. And
well, I don't know if she likes
to
put it that
like
way.
Butterflies and dragonflies. Butterflies and dragonflies. Your mom was really fascinated by like little pins or brooches. And butterflies and dragonflies. I don't know. Okay, I'm pretty well losing connection on this, you know, as far as the angels. She just mostly wanted to give you the message that I gave you. So, again, I hope you wrote it down with the aspect of knowing that you're going to be comfortable knowing that things are going to come your way. In fact, I'm going to say with Jen, too, maybe that there might be a little bit money can come to you and assist you to find it when you start the job, but you're going to go for this job next week, and you're going to be starting before the American Thanksgiving if you're in Canada. But you may have to ask for a little assistance from somewhere to help you make that rent for December or mortgage for December. You have a house or you're renting? You're renting, right?
Yes, I'm renting.
Right. But a new home is definitely maybe forthcoming, just as long as you forgive and forget, let go of the past. So apparently from what you told me, there's a lot of truth in what she's saying to you. So it's no biggie. I mean, I know scars sometimes are hard to heal, and, you know, people that you keep talking about, you feel like you're pouring salt in it, but it's not. It washes away. You are forgiven for whatever you have done or said, even in your regretful moments. But definitely she's showing a blooming condition, and, a situation is in blooming now, as we from this moment that we speak, so you'll have to definitely get back. I mean, even if you get, did you type in my email in your room, Jen?
I put in the show description, but I'll type it again too.
Okay,
so,
type in the email and Alan, write me in the email. Let me know what transpires. I'd like to have confirmation because the angels, I mean, demons walk among us as well. And I like the confirmation because it lets me know that they're still in my life as well. Because when I give people messages, it also helps me to come to terms with a lot of things that it's my own personal jubilation, so to speak. Okay?
Okay. No, I appreciate it. And I have your email address here, animalplanet@zoominternet.net, right?
Correct. Correct.
Dori, thank you so much. I was
You're
really
very welcome.
And I feel a lot calmer now, and I appreciate it.
You don't sound
it.
Depressed anymore, honey. I mean, you know, the Holy Spirit is just there around you, and it's for you to just open up your arms and embrace it. Don't fear what fear there is nothing that can control you. Just do what your angels ask and God ask, and don't feel so like you're feeble or humble or whatever. There are rewards in every step that you take. So with your beautiful little cats and everything else along the line, the blooming means something to you, as you said. So you've got your confirmation, so you know what to do, eh?
I will. Do you mind if I ask? You said you find my father around me. Do you think he has passed and nobody told me?
Jen, you might be right on that one. But I
your
do
father,
think that
your mother understands what's going on with you and your father. She understands it because she sees how he is. And
right.
the thing is, you just have to see, okay, and I'll give you an analogy because she's not in the chat room. I've got a friend, and she hasn't talked to her. Since her father's died, she hasn't talked to her mother at all. But recently, she ran into her in the street, went and had tea with her, and she said she felt good afterwards because even though her mother hasn't changed, she's changed.
Mm-hmm.
So she can see her for who she is and mm-hmm. not be affected by her.
Right.
So if you can move beyond being affected by him and just see him for who he is,
exactly.
you know, it'll make it a lot easier for you.
And if that would make it easier to say the prayer with your angels as to saying, God, give me the wisdom to know the difference and accept the things I cannot change. Those are some very powerful words, sister, and they changed a lot of people's lives in more ways than one. You know, so. I'm sure you've heard that before.
And I appreciate this. I really do. And I'll play this back after the show because this is such wonderful information you've given me.
Good, good. You don't have to say any appreciate to me. You just get back in your back room, even if it's a bathroom or whatever, and thank your angels and thank your mom and give your dad a call and find out what the situation is. And get back with us.
Thank
I'm serious.
You so much.
You're very welcome.
I will call my father probably in a month or so. I just.
Oh no! Yeah, give yourself time.
I mean,
what's
I
good day?
Like,
November 11th, Remembrance Day.
November 11th. Yeah.
Wow. That's Remembrance Day?
Yeah.
I got to remember that.
It's 11-11. It's Remembrance Day. And you know what? It's a perfect time to call someone and say, hey, you know what? I remember you and I care.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's, okay. You know, there's like a lot. You've got a lot more calming. Just like I said, you said this to yourself, beggars can't be choosy. So choose the one, and there is actually some connection from the angels are going to work with that person or those people to help you accelerate to where you need to be financially, above water, harmony, all that balancing of, well, you know what harmony is. I'm not a dictionary. I can explain it to you if I wanted to anyways.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, let us know. I'm really curious to find out about Blooming and whatever. And if you said Blooming deals, it would be awesome if you got a job there.
Oh. I'm going to look into it as soon as I get off the phone. I'm going to see what they
okay.
have.
Yeah, and get back with us after the show if you want to. Or, like I said, you got my email, let me know.
We'll do. Thank you
so
much.
I appreciate you confirming or giving me my confirmation for my jubilation. And may the angels bless you and kiss you through your dilemma right now, and they are being knowing that they're right with you. Don't cry anymore. You don't have no more tears to shed. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Take care, Ellen.
You too. Bye-bye.
No, you know what? If I could have access to my switchboard, I would put Ellen on mute. But until then, I guess she has to listen to us.
Oh, okay.
There's no one else calling in. All right. Oh, no, Ellen hung up on her own. So it's Dory and Jen now. If you want to call in, the number is 347. Let's go back up to the chat room box.
Did you say her name was Helen Hunt?
Ellen.
Ellen. Okay.
Ellen, like the show, the woman who danced.
Yeah, Ellen DeGeneres.
Right.
Oh, God, yeah.
Like Ellen DeGeneres.
She's a clown.
Call in number... She's funny. Area code 347-994-3895. Call in if you have any questions for your angels. Call in if you think you might have won the Michigan lottery and need your numbers checked. Call in if...
if you want to give us a donation, we will love you forever.
Right.
I'm only kidding, folks. I'm only kidding.
I can't take any donations.
Well, but that's, anyways, that phone call that I told you about, being that we have no one on the line right now.
Yes, we don't.
Was that person. And yes, you and I both are really in tune of what that person is doing. They're actually on their way back. And I said, I told him, I said, you know, you got to quit thinking you need control of this. Just ask her to marry her and you'll find out your answer immediately. That was the end
right.
of that. Seriously, so
what
do you know
what
I'm going with?
Hey, we have another caller, Dory.
good, good. Go ahead.
I think it's spinach. Spinach, is that you? Hello?
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 Hello, we've got spinach on the line.
Yes.
Spinach from New York, right?
From New York. Hello.
Hello, how's Popeye? No, just kidding.
Oh, he's always trying to eat me.
Oh, sorry.
I don't like that guy.
Yeah, you have iron deficiency if he's trying to eat all your spinach, right?
That'd be horrible.
I know, I hate spinach, so don't worry about it. I mean, I don't hate you, spinach. But just No, I don't hate you. I clarified that.
Oh,
I just don't eat spinach.
Spinach might be a
broccoli.
Spinach.
No.
How about potatoes?
Potatoes, yeah. Broccoli,
No broccoli? I can get the kids to eat broccoli, you know? It's like one of those things.
No, I don't do that.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm wondering about, I have financial troubles. My wife's harassing me for $100.
Your
I was wondering
what
my is my angel going to help me out with this one?
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
You're telling me you're having trouble with money problems and your wife robbed you of $100?
No. She just wants $100. That's like hush money.
She wants $100 for what?
I don't know. I don't know where it goes. I give her money every now and then. Really don't know what happens to it.
No, I thought you said she wants $100.
Yeah. Right now she does.
Okay. Well,
pretty soon she'll want more.
Firsthand, angels cannot reward you with money like that. And if she's going to be a gambler, that's her prerogative. It's by free choice.
She's a gambler, Nick?
Oh, I didn't know she was a gambler.
I didn't say that, you guys. If she wants to gamble, that's by free choice. Now,
yeah.
The question I have for you is...
gambling's for fools.
If she's not working right now, and she's supposed to be managing your money, correct?
She's the only one working.
Yeah, she's actually the only one working.
Ah, well, then there's your answer. Well, she's $100 because she finds like, you know, I'm the one working. You're not. I want to go out.
Dory, I have a question for you from Spinach.
Oh.
Did you used to party in Buffalo when you were younger?
Me?
Yes.
Yes, I did.
Where in Buffalo?
Did you ever go to the old Pink Flamingo?
I went there one time, but I used to go to that place in the Club 747. Why? Who is
the Continental?
Yeah. This
you know
dancing?
Rick James?
Huh?
Rick James?
I didn't like Rick James. I thought he was gay. I mean, well, I'm not gay, but I meant like, you know, I never liked his music. He was horrible. But I did go to the 747 and the Flamingo and the Continental, I believe. That was like one of those... highlights of the 70s, everybody was discoing their buns off, so it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Why? Did you go there a lot, too?
Yeah, I used to hang out all those places. And
oh, yeah?
The old Pink, or the one at Elmwood and Alum, it's still there. Not the new
Pink. Do you know people with the last names Abdu or Ewings or...
Ewing? No, I don't think so.
No. Well, how long did you live in Buffalo for? Were you just there?
I lived in Toronto, but...
You
know,
we used
to drive to Buffalo because last call was at 4 a.m.
Wasn't that awesome?
And they took Canadian money at par, 2-for-1 before midnight, back when the Canadian dollar was only 60 cents.
5.76, for real. And I went over there because I never got carded, you know what I mean? It was like, wow. How old are your kids now? You got married late in your age, did you not?
Yeah, I did, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
They're 5 and 2.5.
And you're like 51.
51?
I'm sorry, 55. I'm going to take that back. 55. Are you sure that your children are
your
friends?
Did I call a psychic show, or what is...
No.
Is this a comedy show?
No, well, we're making a comedy show right now. But seriously, you're like 55.
But seriously.
He's an old soul.
I understand that, but you chose to have children at such a late age, and your wife has to be a few years younger than you.
Nah, not really. She's only a couple years younger than me.
Are these your grandkids we're talking about? For some reason, these are not your...
Did I call the right show? Is this...
No, seriously. Are these your grandchildren?
Hey, Winky, are you my grandchild?
No.
She said yes. Maybe she is.
Nick's wife was pregnant before they got married.
Oh,
shame on you.
Thanks for telling the whole world.
So his wife is really younger than him. I don't see her being like in her
late
40s.
That much younger than him.
We're not that
but
old.
She's like 4.
I don't think. I'm only 43.
Wait a minute now. You just got finished telling me you hung out in Buffalo back in 76, so I'm friggin' if you were 20 then.
No, I hung out there in like 80.
86.
Oh, 80s.
Never mind. 80s.
With Rick James. All right.
Never mind. Rick James. Billy Sheehan. Didn't Rick James die? I think. Okay, whatever.
Yeah,
but,
they say that.
If you're worried about financial, I think your choice of staying at home with the children is a wise one for you. You're very good with the kids. You keep the spirit up and all that. Pick a number between 1 and 12 for me,
hey,
will
kids,
you?
Because
be quiet. I'll
come over
like,
there and beat you guys. Oh, sorry. What was that you're saying? Just kidding.
1
Hold
to
it
12.
Down. I can't hear my psychic one.
Nicholas.
Yeah, yeah, sorry. I get distracted
1 to 12.
Easily. 1 to 12?
Yeah.
I'm going to do 1 to 12? What are you saying?
No, you're going to pick out one number between 1 to 12, Nick.
7.
7?
What's wrong
with
7?
No, not 7. The last person picked 7.
Oh, okay. All right. What, now I got to pick another number?
No,
that
you
was
can
the first
7.
One that came to my head.
If you is 7 in the number
I
of your
5,
house?
5.
You want 5 or 7? I mean, make up your mind.
I want
here.
5.
Okay, I want 5.
Can you do 5?
I could do up to 12.
Do I got 5?
No, I can't do any higher than 5. 5, 5 is my limit.
Okay, well, 5 it is.
So if you're talking 5, we got a deal.
Well, there's an interesting card up here from the angels that are saying that the person you're asking about is trustworthy.
Oh.
Rick James? Yeah.
No.
Wife.
Oh, her, yeah. You sure about
wife.
That?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's. Maybe, what
you're
was
talking
7?
About your wife, right?
Maybe I could do 7.
Back to 7.
No, you already. The angels just made it clear to tell you what this is all about, so this is what's going to happen. And
okay, what's going to happen?
The person you're asking about is trustworthy. These are the elements. Well, your kids love to sing, huh?
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
Oh, I'm in the other room now.
Oh, you're in the other room now?
No, yeah, and no, I made it into the other room.
Oh, well, as
they
long as you made it in there.
They didn't eat
their spaghetti
either. Huh? They wouldn't eat their spaghetti.
They don't
eat
have to.
Eat some of the veal, but they wouldn't eat the spaghetti.
They eat the veal, but not the spaghetti.
I need a psychic to tell me this?
Not a psychic. Sorry. To
oh,
disappoint.
Yeah, sorry.
She's not. She's just a normal person who's gone to the old pink flamingo and the Continental.
I've had some mystical experiences of the Continental.
Well, really? Is that when you did your first doobie? Is that what you
yeah.
Oh,
especially when they
took
Canadian money at par.
Oh,
that was funny.
Boy.
Even the dealers?
Dealers?
You know, that was good. Bad, but you're actually so
two for one
good.
Before midnight.
Oh.
You get there before midnight. Oh.
They did have those. They did have those. I got to tell you, they did have those. So
what? Or the library in Niagara Falls. That was a good place.
The library? I've never been there, so I don't know.
That was a good place.
Was it like a bar or just a library?
No, it was a bar.
Well, you got knowledge before you head off to the bar, eh?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the grandfather law in New York.
Well,
State.
Okay. Anyways, going to this prayer, there's a lot of rainbow colors between the person that you consider trustworthy. You guys have very strong faith with each other. You open your heart wider in this relationship, and you're grateful for the protection that she gives you and your children. She's a very, very trustworthy person and very... she protects you guys and insures you guys. I really don't think that what you would ask me is money is really a big problem. I mean, it's something that everybody wants extra. But your idea of the validating trustworthy, I don't know if you're trusting that she's going to keep this job. Yes, she is.
Oh,
if you're worried
yeah.
about her getting, everybody going to get laid off? No,
not
she's
too
not.
Worried about that.
The person... has become, you're always having new romantic plans with this partner that you're at.
I am?
You're supposed to believe what she's saying, even if you don't like what you're hearing.
Oh.
That's what the angel's telling me.
I don't know.
Did you guys have a thought about making a
partner business, a business partner?
Oh, yeah. I'm actually getting into a business venture right now with some other...
Right. This individual, your wife, will make a good business partner with you and the other person.
You think?
But you need to let go of blaming...
A financial partner.
Blaming. Yeah, financial.
I don't know.
Blaming. Stop blaming.
You should have taken that
other.
Job at Medieval Times, like Amish told me years ago. If we had only listened to her advice then, we wouldn't be in these conditions now.
See, that's the thing, though, Nick. Your regression is like what you have to, that's what you're blaming it on. Stop blaming it.
Oh.
That is actually a fact. I mean, I get the good sense and humor, which is really awesome of you, because in times of tribulation, in times of worry, in times of uncertainty, that's going to get you to where you have to go. If you are serious about a business and seeing the business of actually providing services for others,
yeah.
Not in the way that you're thinking,
oh.
Services for other with...
Not in the way that I'm thinking?
I just have to throw that in because we were talking about other conversations. No, this business that you're going to is of services to others and aiding others in their businesses. Is that correct?
Somewhat, yes.
Okay. Go for it.
Yeah.
She's giving you the heads up for it. But there's money problem. But the money problem thing is going from your partner, but your wife would be a good asset to it along keeping her job because she has a good head for money management.
Oh, no. Oh, I don't know. I don't. Yeah, really?
Well, Nick, you don't.
Nick, you're joking around with me now. I can tell you are, because angels don't lie. Yes, she is. She has a very she can stretch that dollar, honey. Oh, you
When's
know I'm telling
you. She's
what?
Been unemployed. When's the last time she was unemployed?
I don't know. 4 years ago.
When we met at the bar.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Well, but if you've been employed for several years, one assumes you won't live hand to mouth.
Excuse me? That assumption.
Since when have you ever planned?
Planned?
Planned
father?
Okay,
no.
My angel Uriel's telling me that you have actually tried. You want to try to have this business take off before spring, end of springtime next year.
Yeah, that'd be good timing. Yeah.
No, I'm asking you if that's what she's showing me. She's showing me that one. And something about, like, have you been on the side of doing renovations for housing for money under the table?
What? What
have
me?
Have you been doing renovations? For other
no,
people.
Nothing under the table.
No. Have you been doing renovations for other... This one's a real character.
Sorry.
You've been doing renovations for other people and, you know, they've been paying you for it, in other words. Like, you know, like whether it's drywall, whether it's installing flooring or that
well,
sort of thing. I know it's really not your forte, but you do it anyways because you're smart enough to figure out and follow instructions.
Yeah, well, it's not exactly renovation that I'm being paid for. It's more of a friendly gesture to a friend, and he helps me out with money every now and then.
You are so full of caca.
Hey, listen, Nick, we got another caller. We got to get them in before the end of the show.
All right,
so.
By the time.
Well,
hey, Nick, I'm glad it's really powerful that you get the message for it, but all I'm seeing is that there is a new venture partnership, so... You really don't have any money problems. She's showing me you don't have any money problems at all. You're just a very happy, happy boy.
Make the kids eat their spaghetti.
Yeah. I know. Kids, eat the spaghetti. Nah, I told
you.
Hi,
there,
you later,
Nick. Five. Take care.
I already hung up. Area code 504, you're on the air.
Hi, y'all. How you doing?
Good.
Hi.
How are you? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Emily calling from New Orleans. I'm watching the Saints game while I had to pause my football game after y'all could take my call. So I'm doing really good down here.
Okay. I don't get into football, so you know where I'm at on that one. All right.
No? Oh. Well, anyway, I'm calling sort of, I feel like for the past, maybe like all this year, I've just been in sort of this rut. It seems like I can't get motivated to do anything. And I'm young. I'm 19. I'm a sophomore in college. And I feel it's sort of like affected my schoolwork last semester.
Only
like,
19 years old and you're getting
I'm in this like weird rut. It's like I can't get motivated
Because what you're doing right now is your motivation is because you're wanting to get to places too fast. You're in a hurry. Mm-hmm. You need to slow down. Relax. It'll come to you soon enough. Trust me on this one.
Okay.
You're not going to turn around and make things happen. And yes, you're going to graduate. And why you feel like you're stuck and your studies aren't prevailing as good as they should? Are you in love?
No, I'm not in love. And I just feel like all parts of my life have just been kind of like
at a standstill.
Exactly. It's just been like at this standstill. I don't want to say that I'm depressed, because I'm not depressed, and I go out and have a great time.
No, you're just overly
anxious,
and you want things to hurry up and get. You want it now. I mean, you want to start your career, to start your own, building your foundation, et cetera, yesterday, correct?
Well, I am sort of feeling that, too. And then there's been sort of uncertainty with, you know, what I want to do. I decided recently to change my major and, like, sort of, like, I'm going to try to go to law school and do all these things. But I'm sitting down calculating my GPA and doing all these things, and I'm just like, man, you know, I've made like 4 C's like since I started college, and it's just really, well, not four, three, either three or four. But anyway,
for some reason, did you? All right, I'm gonna have to ask you this because I may be wrong on this one. Did you give up from a medical choice to go to a legal choice?
No, I was never.
You were like teaching medical or teaching some kind of course that had to do with something that medically.
No, I've never really thought about like medicine or anything. That deaf science is definitely sort of
like business
not
and management. Business and management, or whether you were going to be a medical transcriptionist. I mean, trying to decipher, like doing underwriting.
No, nothing like that.
Right. And you actually transferred into law. I gotta do this one time. Give me quickly 1 to 12, please. There's something I'm really feeling
your
that you're not. Yes, 1 to 12, please.
9.
Because there's been a lot of chaos or a little bit upsetting. You're upset about somebody upsetted you anyways.
Mm.
And that, take your time in making the decision. A male angel is telling you that. Did you lose anybody recently that was a close friend?
I lost my great-grandmother a few weeks ago.
Okay. Well, to take your time in making this decision, and the decision
but
that
I
you
don't
made
have
is
time.
Evident.
I feel like I don't have any time.
I just said you were anxious. Now relax. Don't make me come up there and smack you. I know where New Orleans is. You do have time. That's the thing.
Okay.
You do have time. You think you don't. But stop doing the stinking thinking. You do have your time. She's talking so fast to me. I hate that when that happens. When you take your time, you have to, like, call upon your angel Michael. You seem like a young lady that believes in God and all that. I mean, you have to stay strong and relaxed. He's approaching you with the situation right now. He's reminding you to detach and stop and take a breath and allow the situation to take its natural course. It will unfold. You have to remember to take these things to prayers. Why did you choose to stop praying, or why do you think it's not necessary? These, again, are all statements from a prayer from you should be saying to Michael, because he's a very powerful archangel. He protects you. Don't sign any contracts yet. He's telling you to negotiate a better deal. Slow down the speed of a new beginning in a relationship with a job or even a partner. Ask more questions before saying yes, and this is probably why you're experiencing the C's. You don't ask enough questions in class. Investigate your options and alternatives, which you have. Don't be pressured by other people and thinking that you have to hurry up because you're going to have a timeline and there's going to be too much competition.
Okay.
Because they're only thinking of themselves. They're not thinking about you.
1 second, Dori. We can continue this in 1 second. I just got to say goodbye to everyone. Thank you, everyone, for calling in. We've got 38 seconds left.
Hey.
And happy Halloween. Hope you all had a good night. And we'll just continue with Emily from New Orleans. Take care, everyone.
Okay. Did you hear me, Emily?
Yeah.
What I said? I'm pretty sure it hit a lot of nails with that hammer, didn't it?
Yes. I just... I don't know. I'm just in this. I just need
you're
to be,
in this rut.
I need something to motivate me, and it seems like I try to motivate myself.
Just give you the motivation. Talk to your archangel. Talk to the angel, Michael. Seek prayer. Seek fellowship. All right. Fellowship with others that you know that the. You can't sit there and tell me that you don't believe there's other things beyond this dimension that we're living in.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So instead of taking the whole world in your shoulder and trying to take control of the situation, let them have it. Wash your hands and let them have it. Start asking more questions in your classroom. This is why you're getting the C's and D's, and it's aggravating the hell out of you because you're basically a B-plus person. All right?
Yeah. Right. That's me.
So he's telling me, Michael's telling me, you said you lost your grandmother a couple of weeks, and she's coming very clear, too. And she always kept telling you, take your time, don't worry about it. And the grandma, I don't have time. Does that sound like something you said to your grandma? Or Nana? You call her Nana or grandma?
I call her Gigi.
Okay, well, Gigi, whatever. So grandma, Nana. But still, either way I'm looking at it, she's saying, She was the one that guided you to investigate your options and alternatives, and the reason you chose this was because you felt it would be a faster way of getting more there as far as accomplishing your financial harmony that you're so craving. You want to have that freedom to go where you want to go, travel, do what you do. Don't be confined into a classroom for the rest of your life. I get that. Don't be pressured by other people. They're only thinking of themselves. They're not thinking of you. So by you resorting to your prayer, you want answers quickly, resort to your prayers and then turn around and negotiate a better deal with whatever you're doing with yourself. If you're not happy with the course you're taking now, you need to move away from that. That's all about the harmony. If you're being forced to do something because you have no other choice, you do have a choice. Well, this is making sense. I'm not yelling at you either, okay?
No, I know. Okay. It doesn't mean you need to spend more time in prayer.
But I think your grandmother was very boisterous. She was a very loud person, wasn't she?
Yeah, she loved life very much.
But if there's any negotiations or a better deal, don't sign the contract. But you know what? From what this message is, taking your time to make making this decision, you already made the decision. Take your time. Don't be so anxious. It will work out for you because apparently you made the right one. But if you're not happy with it, you still have an option.
It just like my right now. I'm changing from like a world politics major to more of like. Anthropology sort of thing, because if I'm going to go to law school, I just want to make sure that I, you know, explore all the things that I'm interested in my undergraduate. So, you know, I decided to take that route, but it still just feels like very uncertain, and I'm still just like unsure. Like, am I going to get into law school? What's going to happen?
Yeah, you're feeling overwhelmed. You're unsure. There's nothing guaranteed in life, but I can guarantee you one thing: that your life is yours.
Right.
You know, so whether you choose this as because you feel it's the right thing to do, or if you're choosing it because you're under a competition timeline, you have to pray to your angels and you'll know the difference from choosing it with your heart. You know, there's so many things. I mean, you're so young, and I get that. I get that whole dynamics of you being congested and overwhelmed and undecisive and not sure if you're doing the right thing. And if your marks, and my angel is telling me that your angel is telling her, well, me, that you need to ask more questions. Why aren't you asking more questions in your classrooms? Because you're trying to take it out on your own. You're trying to figure and decipher yourself. You're a very smart girl. I do get that. It doesn't mean you're stupid. But how many times have you been told, there's never a stupid question, right?
Right.
So do this for one more semester. And if you don't see an acceleration in the grades that you are now disappointed in, you have other alternatives. She showed me this right here. You have chosen other ones besides the ones that you had changed over from the last one.
Right.
And you have time, and there is no way that anybody can tell you that you have to hurry up. You don't have to hurry up. You have all the time in the world. Because whatever transpires, even if it's on a competition mode or whatever, the right time is the right time for you if you trust in them.
Okay.
Right? You know, so even if your grandmother had passed away and you were close to her and you have to talk to Gigi or whatever you call grandma's name, then talk to her. But Michael made a very strong appearance in front of my angel, which her name is Uriel. And that's not that mermaid either. It's Uriel, like not Ariel.
With the U? Uriel.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. But yours is Michael. He's protecting you from a lot.
I feel like I'm just so young, and it seems like everyone else around me is, like, young, and I have lots of, like, very intelligent, smart, gifted friends.
Okay.
He
just said that. He said, don't be pressured by other people because they're only thinking of themselves.
Right.
Just because you're short and you're a little stocky and you've got a little hot piss and vinegar action going on doesn't mean they're better than you. And for you to come to that determination that they're smarter than you,
I'm not saying either. I think, you know, I'm not trying to sound cocky, but, you know, I know that I'm a smart young woman. You know, I have great parents who always, you know, and told me that, you know, you have worth, you're smart, you're beautiful, all that, those things.
Okay, let me rephrase what I'm saying. I didn't mean that, like, that they were intimidating you. I meant, like, they're sort of giving you the thing, well, hurry up, you got to make a decision, because look at all these other people are going for the same thing.
Yeah, I'm definitely feel like I'm doing that to myself, though. I don't feel like it's an outside thing.
No, it isn't. You are. You're doing that to yourself. And that's just the well of doubt. So when you succumb to that by praying and trust. You know, if you have, like I said, if you have to seek fellowship, I don't know, you said New Orleans, I don't know what kind of social gatherings that you have, but if you have people that are very strong in the prayer group and prayer ethnics, and y'all pray together, that may be the very thing that you need to comfort you through this anxiety without having you thinking, oh my God, am I going to go on the Prozac now? You know what I mean? So I hit a nail right there, didn't I? So it's just, you're fine. There's nothing wrong with you. You're just feeling that overwhelmness that you have to get this done yesterday. And that's normal. You and 1,000,000,000 other people on this planet are feeling the same way. These are not the easiest times. We all get that. But it's easier as you get along, because don't try to take control of something that wasn't yours to take control of in the first place. If you trust in God, you got to go. I know. I'm sorry.
No, I got a message for Emily.
Oh.
My message was for Emily. I got divine guidance that all of your roads are going to lead to the same destination.
Absolutely.
So whether you not take a different major, do whatever you want to do, because ultimately you're going to arrive at the same place. The train is stopping at the final destination.
Okay.
Whether or not you go through upstate New York or through Ohio, it doesn't matter.
Absolutely.
You're still getting to the same place. So do whatever your heart feels it wants to do, because the bottom line is you're going to be where you're going to be.
Right.
Okay.
And that's really good advice for a 19-year-old, because we don't know, like, I didn't know that as a 19-year-old. I thought every decision I made was so important.
It's going to bring me somewhere different, right? Like,
what if
I'll meet my soulmate in this class, and I, you know, but I'm taking a different class, so then my whole life is going to be different.
Exactly. I remember that, too. God, you're bringing back now. But that's true. And I think it's all part of the process. And again, you know, kudos to you for recognizing that and getting a hold of it, because there's a lot of people, young, even older people, that are definitely have turned to synthetic medicine because they can't cope with that whole decision-making of knowing that wherever they go and end up in the destiny is yours regardless.
Okay.
So, you know, trust in God.
All right, ladies. I'm going to try to pray more and know that I have some time.
I'm
going to
pray for you too there, sweetheart, so don't even worry about the seed. The seed's already planted, okay?
Doreen Virtue said this as well, and I think this applies to you, and I think that sometimes you doubt this, is that even professions like law need light workers too. We need people who work in the light to deal with, you know, people don't normally think of lawyers as someone who is looking out for the higher good or that sort of thing. But really, they only think that because it hasn't been populated by people who are normally out for the best interests of people. It's more of a money.
Right. And maybe she could be the kind of lawyer that's not just out to get the money. You know, she might be one to may be one to counsel people to get together, you know, or to harmonize.
Right. I'm actually a lesbian, and I really want to be like an LGBT, like, rights lawyer or some sort of civil rights lawyer,
Did you say you were? You're what?
I'm a lesbian. So, you know, those kind of...
A lesbian? Oh, I'm sorry.
It's like, sorry.
Never mind. Okay.
You've heard of that before.
Whatever. That's from the civil rights scene and all that. Fine. You know, fine. But either way, you still can come to terms with that of knowing that the justice, that you're not going to represent justice with a bad, bitter herb taste in the mouth that others usually portray every lawyer to be.
Definitely.
So there
Absolutely.
You go.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yep.
All right, ladies. Thank you, guys.
I'm sorry I called so late to keep you guys up.
Okay.
That's okay.
Thank
we're
you.
Just going to lose contact with the radio station. Jen, is it okay if I call you at your home number right now?
Absolutely. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye, y'all.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.